Continuing to learn some of the laws of Sfiras HaOmer, the Mechaber tells us in Simen Tuf Pei Tes, the Sorach Lispor, when a person, in regard to counting the Omer, Sofer HaYomim V'HaShvuos, a person counts the days as well as the weeks, Kitzad, so V'Yom HaRishon on the first day, Omer HaYom Yom Echad, in parentheses, the Mechaber says, Ba'omer, as we'll discuss in a moment in the Piskei Tshuvos, the dispute whether it's Ba'omer or Lo'omer. And then, An Shemagia L'Shiva Yomim, until the seventh day, Be'oz Yomer HaYom Shiva Yomim Shehim Shavu Echad, it's one seventh day, which is 1 week of the Omer, and it continues straight down, the Mechaber tells us, An Shemagia L'Arba Asar, until the 14th, you say Hayom Arba Asar Yomim Shehim Shnei Shavuos, it's 14th day, which is 2 weeks. Mel Derech Zeh Mona B'Holech, we continue on Mem Tes Yom. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos cites the question, which is actually a question also when it comes to Bereishis, that it's interesting the choice of the first day. That on the first day, Hayom Rishon, you would think you should count Hayom Yom Rishon Omer, not Yom Echad. So he asked the question as to why we use this this switch going to Echad as opposed to Rishon. This is the language found in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says Yom Echad Davka, V'lo Hayom Yom Rishon. Why? So he says the reason, quoting the words of the Pardes Yosef, Parshas Emor, K'dei L'Hotzi Midas HaTzadukim. To go against the mindset of the Sadducees, in which the Tzadukim, they only adhered to the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, taking it literally, and the Torah Shebal Peh, not. And as my Rosh Hashiva Rabbi's wife explains, that does not mean that they did not necessarily adhere to Torah Shebal Peh at all, because there are certain things that would be impossible for them to know how to perform. So the classical case is that when it comes to the wearing of the tefillin, that it says that it should be bein echo, between your eyes. That's what they literally did, put the tefillin between their eyes. Now, obviously, there's no mention as to the color and the shape and all these other details. And therefore, the idea is that in a situation where they feel that the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral tradition, directly contradicts that which is found explicitly in the Torah, that's when they have an issue. And that's how he understands this. Otherwise, it makes no sense that they just completely ignore all of Torah Shebal Peh. So what is the problem over here? We're not talking about tefillin. Shomru mimecharas haShabbos. When we count the Omer, we know the Pasuk says, which we say in the Hindi before, we say the Bracha, that we mention the Pasuk that we should begin counting mimecharas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. That's what Shabbos generally means. Saturday, which ends Saturday night, is the next day, and that's how it is misinterpreted. Hainu Yom Rishon Sh'achri Shabbos, that the first day of the week, Sunday, is called Yom Rishon, and therefore, because of this issue, we wanted to make sure to show them that this is not the case, and therefore, we would not want the first day of the Omer to say that today is Yom Rishon of the Omer, because Yom Rishon also could mean Sunday. And, of course, that means, of course, that no matter what day Pesach falls, they would always begin counting the Omer the day after Shabbos. And therefore, Shavuos, which would end up being the 50th night, which we don't count, but after 7 weeks, would always be on a Saturday night or a Sunday. They would always celebrate Shavuos. And therefore, to counter that misunderstanding of how to interpret the Pasuk, we do not read it that way. Instead, when it says Shabbos, we know Shabbos means the day of rest, which is referring to Pesach. The first day of Pesach is a Shabbos, is a time of rest. And therefore, it just means Mimacharas Shabbos, the day after the 15th of Nisan, which happens to be Yom Tov, which is also a form of a Shabbos. So in order, says the Piskei Tshuvos, to counter this idea, we therefore, instead of saying on the first day of the Omer, Rishon, we say Hayom Yom Echad L'Omer. Now he says something fascinating. Mihu. Im tov omer hayom yom rishon yotzi dei chavasa. You can't learn all these halachos on the first day because we keep saying this hayom yom rishon or hayom yom echad. He says that if a person would make a mistake And instead of saying, as it's found in the Siddur, or over here, Hayom Yom, instead of saying Hayom Yom Echad Omer, you say Hayom Yom Rishon, actually you have been, you'd be Yatsirei Chavasam, you have fulfilled your obligation, because you really are still saying the same thing, Echad Rishon, but you're not saying it the proper way, and therefore, but nonetheless, you're still Yatsa. Now, it brings down an interesting idea in the name of, this, brought down the sefer, Maori Or. He says, Amna, Misha Omar Chavero, Boil Yom Rishon Shal Sferas Omer, Hayom Hu Yom Rishon Sfira. What happens, as we know, there's a famous halacha, which is brought down in the Machaber. The Machaber states that Misha Shoel Oso Chavero Ben Ashmashos, when it becomes already Ben Ashmashos, right after Shkia, and someone asks the question, Kami Me Hasfira Hazel Halilo, what night is it? What day are we going to be counting? Yomul esmo hayakach lakach. You don't say the day, you say what was yesterday. Shim yomulo hayom kach lakach, because if you would say, oh, we're going to be counting today, which is the 15th day of the Omer, let's say, for example, enu yochol lachsar b'limnos mevracha. You would not be able to count again with a bracha. Of course, there's a lot more to discuss on that topic. But he brings down, based on that, you would think that if a person would say, hayom yom, Hayom Yom Rishon. Someone asks, what day is the Omer? Which is kind of silly. It's the first day of the Omer. But nonetheless, it's a legitimate question that needs answering. And therefore, if someone says, today is Yom Rishon Shel Sfiras Omer, Hayom Hu Yom Rishon L'Sfir, if that's what they would say, Yochel Achar Kach Lispor V'Brach. He paskins that you are still allowed to count with a bracha. Why? Didn't we just say above that if you said Rishon instead of Echad, that you would have fulfilled your obligation? He says like this. It says, Ki Rishon ein ze Echad, they're different words, and therefore the fact that he chose a different word, or is a Kigila Daito, Shin Rotsa Lose Spespirizu. We can probably understand that when he used those words, he just said it to inform this person, but he had no reason, no desire whatsoever to fulfill his obligation, and therefore he just used those choices of words. So it's interesting, even though technically you could be Yatsirei Chavasos, the Pesach Chuvas tells us, by saying Hayom Yom Rishon, nonetheless, if you would say it without the Kavana, nonetheless you can still count with a bracha and say Hayom Yom Echad. Let's just finish this another paragraph over here with regard to the Ba'omer and the La'omer. Now it's interesting that there are so many different, not too many different opinions, only two ways you can say it, but over here, you can see eventually when the it changes, that it says Ba'omer, and in the Art School Siddur, it says La'omer. That's what it says, straight across. And this is a Ashkenaz Siddur, so you would want to believe that that's probably the minhag of Ashkenaz. So this is, I'm just going to read this last sentence. Be'inyin nuscha'os. So when it comes to the proper wording, Ba'omer with a beis, he puts in parentheses, is minhag Ashkenaz, which is interesting, the article says La'omer, as well as the minhag of the Gra. And La'omer with a lamed is the girsa of the Arizal, as well as the Shla. So again, it's interesting that even though it's brought down here, that the proper nusach is Ba'omer according to Nusach Ashkenaz, nonetheless over here it's La'omer found in the Art Scroll. Something certainly worth doing a little research on. Yeshikosu, he says there are those that write, Shenachon Lomer Shnehem, that it's proper to say both. Hayom Yom, whatever it is, La'omer. Veshuv Lassav Lomer Hayom, whatever it is, Ba'omer. And he actually quotes that this was the tradition of Rav Kanievsky, that he used to say Ba'omer, Veshuv Lassav Hayom, La'omer. And even though we don't necessarily find this, and of course if this person's minhag is to say it one particular way, then of course that's the way that one should do, and it's not necessary, according to almost all other opinions, to have to say both.